Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
It's time for the Alan Stock Answer on News Talk 840 KXNT and on demand at kxnt.com. Here's Alan Stock.
In the midst of all the hysteria and a constant barrage of information, there are a few things we should be aware of and we should be thinking about. First of all, the political angle. Twitter has declined to apply their manipulated media label to a deceptively edited video Democrats are pushing that splices together audio to fabricate the president calling the coronavirus a hoax. This has been debunked as disinformation and has been fact-checked as false by the Washington Post, factcheck.org, PolitiFact, Check Your Fact, and Snopes. The Washington Post fact-checkers gave four Pinocchios to a previous ad put out by Joe Biden's campaign using the same audio. The president's full quote was, quote, "Coronavirus, they're politicizing it. We did one of the great jobs, you say. How's President Trump doing? Oh, nothing, nothing. They have no clue. They don't have any clue. And this is their hoax. But you know, we did something that's been pretty amazing," end of quote. Now, the Post determined that Trump was talking about Democrat efforts to politicize the virus rather than the virus itself. So the Democrats are living by the left-wing cry of never letting a good crisis go to waste. Very sad. Second of all, the young people who are partying at beaches in Florida have proven themselves to be ignorant. Ignorant about the possibility that they could be putting themselves at risk, putting other people at risk, and not really understanding the actual severity of the current situation. It was once believed that while young people could get the virus and that it might not be anything more than a bad cold for them, the truth is that myth has been found to be just that, a myth. It's now being estimated that perhaps as many as 20% of young people who get the coronavirus could wind up in the hospital. Yet many spring party goers on the Florida beaches have been videoed spouting phrases such as, "Hey, it's a spring break, what are we supposed to do?" Or, "We're not going to stop our spring break because of this virus," or, "If I do get it, I do." They have no idea about their own mortality, and what's worse is, they have no cares about as to whom they may be putting in harm's way. Florida has closed some of the beaches and declared the others will be closed on Monday. On Monday? Why wait until Monday? Finally, Arkansas Senator Tom Cotton and Wisconsin Representative Mike Gallagher have introduced a bill to cut U.S. reliance on pharmaceutical products coming from China. Cotton said, quote, "The Chinese Communist Party threatened to cut off America's access to vital drugs in the midst of a pandemic caused by its own failures. It's time to pull America's supply chains for life-saving medicine out of China and make the CCP pay for contributing to this global emergency," end of quote. The bill would task the FDA registry with tracking drug ingredients, ban the federal government from buying drugs with a supply chain that originates in China, requiring drugs to be labeled with the name of the country where they came from, and provide benefits to manufacturers who make their drugs or medical equipment in the U.S. These are all great ideas. The problem is the bill wouldn't go into effect until 2022. We never should have gotten to the place where we had to rely on communist China for our antibiotics and other pharmaceutical drugs. This has not been a Democrat or Republican issue. It's been a failure of political leaders for decades, and it's time we did something about it. That means initiating the bill that has been proposed, but it means that the provisions of that bill should be put into effect as soon as possible, and we should never again be allowed to find ourselves in this kind of situation. I'm Alan Stock. Keep on thinking free.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.